Continue, James Angus Sr., Kispiox Village, July 30th, 1987.
A man black as some bodies round here and all. He built a big fire, see. And you know the dust right underneath the big fire is really red. Because it's boiling in that one. It's really nice and hot. If you put your fingers right there, it's gonna burn, okay? If you touch that one. See, big fire. Chicken bodies right there. Laying on that one, I see. And how I was running around with that thing. He said to them young people, open the fire. And them guys, they get that thing, you see, open the big fire. And the red dust underneath, you see, really boiled red and really hot. And just the fellas that have out with this no suck, nothing of that, just the, you know, that, what they call that, black bear skin around here. And barefoot, and they start to walk there, right through there in that boiling thing, like that, you know, score flow. And them thing is sliding up on top with his toe, just like that. When they put his foot in, they slide the boil with his foot on top of his foot, and finished right there, go back in that second body. Young people, they put wood together. See? Nothing wrong with his foot.
Yeah.
See? They don't burn.
Okay.
That's the highest doctor, eh? After he make that one, you see, in that chicken body, he get healed. He woke up right there.
Okay.
Walk around. Yeah. Gee, my mother, she tells me all the time, but sometimes, you know, my mother's about wonderful about that one. That how that thing is a black bear skin and the hair around it, they don't burn.
No.
Huh? See, because big fire here, after open the big fire and boil here, fire here, and black bear skin here, hair, and the fire like that, the thing is not burn, feet not burn, nothing wrong with the feet, you know, everybody looking around his feet after finish, put socks on and go home. Sick and body woke up.
Yeah.
Not long ago. That's what my mother said, not long.
Mm-hmm.
Just about after 1906. Just about before the builder and bridge here.
Mm-hmm.
Bridge here, they built the bridge here in 1908.
Mm-hmm.
New bridge. Kispiox people used the canoe across here to go downtown. See? And no more Indian doctor at a time. My mother, she's a Indian doctor. That's the last one. She's pretty good, but she wouldn't take long. You know, when they go around to what do you call that fella? Bob Cale. They get sick and take it up to there, but put in 3/4 of a mile here, or half a mile. My mother's there, she's her light. See? And my mother's, once she go walk around, my father, she get that, basins like that, put water in there. And my mother's just drinking water, she's eating like that. And they puke it again, go back again. And then two fish come out here, them little fish that like that inside the thing. Them little fellas walk around, running around inside. They just come out here. After you finish, they get them fish and put them back again and quit. Oh, very wonderful. I don't believe that one when I remember that one now. Yeah. Oh, no good. See? And Bob Cale, he woke up and gone down to Enval. That Freddie Cale's father. See? That little, small little fist, he healed him. Yeah, wonderful. Lord, I think it's about the Indian people a long time ago. Yeah. Indian doctors, good. That's pretty good of them, Indian people a long time ago. They healed the sick. Really bad sick and you get healed with it. See? That's all I can do. A lot of people. Oh. Another story, you know, what they call that old blind fella. That's another one thing, that's a story. That's why them people, I've seen that one in the Bible. I'm blind like that and young woman like you. If you stay with me now, see, and I'm blind, and I'm a good shooter for them, to shoot them, what do you call that, and a caribou on a mountain. And at 12 years old, go up there and stay right there in camp. First thing in the morning, wake up that blind fella here. That blind fella is strong for that thing to kill moose or anything. Strong, his arm. Them guys walk first thing in the morning and see that the caribou, like that, you see. That lady tell that old blind fella. That blind fella take that thing, they call it a wheel, heavy one. They call it glass, but that big, strong. And that fella said, and that lady just looking for, no, you made a mistake, they said then. That fella, that's about to, ready to go. And shoot. And that big glass, they call glass like that, they hit right in here with that caribou. That caribou died. And that lady, she tell her that old blind fella, you missed it. Go back. See? Mm-hmm. Foolish. He's no good. Go back and stay there. That lady, he get argument with that old man. Take all you snowshoes and get out of here. That's what they said. That old fella. See? That old blind fella, you know, start crying really sorry. Sorry and sorry and sorry. And he started to walk someplace. He wanted to kill himself someplace. And a great big spruce like that, his limbs like this, you see, caught underneath, opened that one and sleep right there. Stayed there all night. First thing in the morning, and he heard that something, you know them, what they call, we call that thing is muk fossil. No. I forgot what they call that thing, you know. Yeah, I forgot that, what they call that fellow's name. Bert, you know, Bart. Cowl, yeah, cowl, that's what they call it.
Mm-hmm.
And that old fellow, see, getting hungry. He said that old fellow, oh, time him, time not knock late, you know. He want to open his eye. Stays right there, oh, don't know where to go. Stays right there whole day, next morning. And he hear the man was coming with snow too. He said this, what are you doing here? What did you say yesterday? That fella said. That fella, he hear him, what he's talking about to him. He's passed right on top. And that fella said, he follow what you're talking about yesterday, that fella he won. Oh, that's me. The old fella said, that's me. I said that one again. And that old fella said, try make him try not knock later. Oh, that's me, he said. I'm going to change your eye. And that fella, that told his jaw, take that fella's eye, and take his eye and put him in his eye. And that cold eye, put him in here, and open. And that fella's eye open, like you. See? That fella's totally gone away again. That's why them come here now, if somebody else kill it, you see that kind of red around the eyes. See? Come. You get mad, that fella. That fella, he really get mad, go back and he's going to kill that woman, the one they fool him. And that little 12 years old, they go back, my father's coming, father's coming. And they run that little fella cry and he grabbed that his father. And that fella, he changed his mind, not going to kill that lady. See? Ladies are foolish. Don't fool nobody else now. That's what that story said. And then on the Bible. That's all. That's the funny story I got now. Yeah. A lot of people you see, but all kinds of story. Well, that's all I can say now.
This is a tape on Alice Wilson, Kispiaks Village, August 6th, 1987.
My birthday is May 29th, 1919. It's supposed to be my correct birth year. And during the time when I was going to school and working, I always used 1921.
Mm-hmm.
when I was applying for my pension and they found out I was born in 1919.
Mm-hmm.
But later on, but I don't think I get any back pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Then I was working, you know, and I was supposed to retire. I never even know.
Uh-huh.
One day I took sick. And I was unable to go back again because I was supposed to retire.
Mm-hmm. Where were you born?
My mom took me when I was a baby, and I believe I was born in Carnaby.
Mm-hmm.
You know Carnaby?
No.
Carnaby is just not very far away from South Hastings.
Mm-hmm.
Where Carnaby Sawmill is right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
And where did you grow up?
Hmm?
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Kispiak since I was a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you go to school here?
No, I went to school in Four Mile. Public school in Four Mile up. Close to where Loves live.
The Loves?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They had a school up there?
Yeah, they had a school there. There was quite a few of us. Canadian Swedes and Norwegians, Canadian Norwegians, and I'm the only Indian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What was it called?
Four Mile School, mm-hmm. Public School.
Mm-hmm.
Four Mile Public School.
Mm-hmm. People from around here went to there. People from around here went up there?
No, it's just only me.
Mm.
Because Dad and owned a ranch there, that's why I lived there.
Mm.
When Dad's supposed to get his time is up to retire, and we moved out. And we moved back to Kispiax, me and Mom.
Mm.
And Dad moved back to town.
What was the school like up there?
Up there?
Mm-hmm.
It's about, I think it's about 4 miles away from where we live.
Mm-hmm.
I walk 4 miles in the morning and walk 4 miles back.
Was the school big?
It's a log house, not very big, about almost as big as this band office.
Mm.
But this band office was bigger.
Mm. And what did you do for entertainment, like when you were young? Did you play games or sports while you were up there?
Up there?
Mm-hmm.
We played softball.
Mm.
Yeah. And sometimes the teacher puts up a you know, something, gathering, picnics, you know,
mm-hmm.
play softball, football.
Mm-hmm.
There was no buses in those days. We had to walk or maybe buy horses.
Mm-hmm. And who were your teachers?
Huh?
Who were your teachers, the people that lived up there?
My teacher?
Mm-hmm.
I forgot the name of my first teacher, but because I was too small. Well, Mr. Mundy. I forgot the name of that woman teacher. Mr. Mundy and then Mr. Campbell and then Rice Jones.
Mm. White people?
Yeah, they're all whites.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have any problems with the white people up there?
No. They say I'm smarter than any of those pupils in the school.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. They said that it's easier to teach me than try to teach those others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're using their own language.
Mm-hmm. It
took them a long time to get the English.
Oh.
Yeah.
And what about hiking? Did you ever go hiking for blueberries, or did you ever trap?
What is that?
Did you ever go hiking for blueberries?
For blueberries?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, I used to pick some.
Up there?
Yeah, when it was just like a carpet of blueberries, just outside of our fence,
mm-hmm.
on our ends.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take long to fill that hole in. You know, that cedar chest.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Picked by hand. I don't use any berry picker.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever go trapping?
Yeah. With Mom.
Yeah.
Up lifted out. That's close to 4 miles.
Mm-hmm. What did you trap?
Oh, we trapped squirrels, weasels, and fisher, marten, and sits near us were the coyotes, wolves, rabbits. There's lots of fun up there.
Yeah.
I used to think about it when I was growing old.
Yeah. What about feasts? Did you ever attend feasts when you were young?
Feast? Yeah. After my boy died, and we put up 2 big feasts. First one, when he died, we paid up all the expenses, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when the fence is finished, the gray fence, you know, put up another feast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And did you attend feasts when you were young?
I hardly attended when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
I was up in 4 Mile all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Of course, we're not really allowed to go into the feast. We're too small.
Mm-hmm.
Not like these days. These days, so many children coming in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In my days, they don't allow us.
Mm-hmm.
We stay at home. Mm-hmm. I forgot how old I was, you know, when I was given name but still I didn't have to go to the feast after I received my child name.
Mm-hmm.
And then a while after, I don't know how long after, then they gave me a bigger name. Still I didn't have to go to the feast. Finally, I got a little bigger name, and they asked me to keep attending the feast. That is, if I'm home.
Mm-hmm. A bear name?
Yeah.
Bear name?
Yeah, a wolf name.
A wolf?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where the wolf lands.
Mm-hmm. Did they have a hospital back then?
Hospital?
Yeah.
Yeah, late Dr. Rince.
Mm-hmm.
He used to be up here before. You remember that mission house burnt down close to the United Church?
Mm-hmm.
That's where the hospital was.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Rince moved to Hazleton because he wants to be in the center. Yeah, okay. Center of, you know, Gitigilclair and Gitwingar and Hazleton and Kisbeck, and he wanted in the center, that's why he moved to Hazleton.
Oh.
It's too far for them to come up to Kisbeck.
Mm.
You know, there's no cars in those days, just maybe about 2 or 3 are running around.
Mm.
They use buggy and horses.
Oh.
Yeah, not many of us have buggy and horses.
Mm.
We had a little buggy and a horse.
Yeah.
You should see me harness them.
Yeah.
I can't harness a horse today.
You used to do it yourself?
Sure.
Yeah.
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 Sometimes I put the saddle on and get on.
Yeah. And did you ever work in a cannery?
Yeah. Well, I was a patient and I started working in a cannery. Mm-hmm. Go there in summertime. Mm-hmm. And net mending. Mm-hmm. Oh, busy.
Really busy?
Yeah. But I haven't been down there for maybe what, 4 or 5 years now. Since I work in a hospital, I started working in a hospital in 1960. That was the year when Marilyn was born, my first grandchild. Till 1985. And that's when I took sick in 85.
Do you have any stories about the flood?
Stories? Well, after we got married and Stanley had a little, you know, something like a shop. And then later on, we moved up here and built a coffee shop. And since we retired, we get someone to run it. And now, Stanley's relative Martha used to run it, and she doesn't handle it right. So it gave it to Joyce, my oldest son, to turn over. Well, they still got it today. Maybe he's going to own it. Well, we haven't go to the Indian office yet to turn it over to him.
Did you hear any stories about the flood here?
About what?
The flood.
What is that?
The flood they had at the river.
I don't know very much about this.
Did you hear?
All I know that what we owned the Winope, you know, were the ones that owned it. The family.
What about the white people in this area? Did you have any problems with them?
Oh, yes. We have track and ground up there, and when we were going back, and Marty Allen wouldn't allow us to go into it. Lifted out, that's another one, where I always go with Mom. Well, late Jack Lee went up there, just rip our traps out. Logging camp. We were screaming about it, but they don't listen at all.
You never did have problems before?
No. And another, we have a fishing garage up Kisbjerg's, you know, close to that sportsman's lodge, but not right by the sportsman's lodge. It's a little further up. We used to go up there in winter time, you know, to make hole in ice, and it's just to hunt for a few trouts. There's a farmer there, that lived on our blueberry patch, which belonged to the Wolf clan, belonged to our family. Well, they lived there, they owned it, because they got it from the government. And we were coming up, and I, Mom, and Stanley, and I, and late Henry, Johnson, and late Cecilia, they come along with us to help us. Here, that old man, Rookie, I used to go to school with him. Yeah, he's coming along with a rifle to shoot us. But Mom kept going, told him, you can't touch us. And he recognized us, and I don't know what else he was saying to Mom. Maybe he let us, that's why we kept on going. Mom told us not to move, don't run away. And those guys think they're still on it yet today.
Did you ever attend church when you were young?
Yeah. There's a Salvation Army or a United Church. They take turns each Sunday. They hold a meeting in our school. And when we moved here, and I go to the United Church and the Pentecostal Church.
What was logging like in this area?
Logging?
Yeah.
Oh, Stanley had a whole camp after I stayed with him. Yeah. And you know, and they never used to have those big trucks to haul them out when you first started. You rolled them in a river. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Finally, the big trucks came up. Then we hired trucks to take the logs out. Don't bother with rolling into the river. The Kispiak River used to be filled with logs going down.
Did you ever hear how Kistan was established?
What's that?
Did you ever hear how Kistan was established?
Kistan? I heard about when they were first starting, but I don't know. Because I never attend that. I go just once in a while to be with them, but I don't really go all the time. In the first place, I never go there. Mary Johnson knows all about it. She's the one that's always there.
Do you have any stories of World War I or World War II?
No.
Okay.
That's what I wanted to know when Granny was with us. Oh, as I said, it's more than days today. You don't have to learn anything about that. I wish she was alive and hear this. They really know how to tell stories. Yes, about mountains and rivers and what the meaning of the place and so on.
You don't know any?
No. I'm stupid. I couldn't remember what they tell me sometimes. I'm too small. They should have told me after I was older. But when I want to know about it, and they said it's more than days today, I don't have to learn about it.
Do you have any stories of how the railroad got started?
No, I don't know.
You're involved in name giving now, like in a feast?
Huh?
You're involved in name giving now?
Yeah. They told me it's the chief name. Hello. Yeah. It was given to me when the time they had a feast. But the fence was finished for my brother's fence, Lake George Wilson.
And the and that name goes only through your family?
It will go on. Supposedly if I die, you know, they'd give to someone in our family. You know, they have to. They have to form a meeting, something like that, and then they choose. Well, if the one they choose, if he says it's okay, well, it's okay. If he doesn't want it, no, they'll have to try someone else.
Did you ever hear of boarding school in this area?
Ever what?
Boarding school? Was there a boarding school in this area?
No. I always come from home. Pictures of. We had a lot, but the time when we lost our home, nothing saved. All burnt down. So just ourselves in the car. We were attending the church when it burnt down. Telling the story, and then I go to sleep, you know, because I'm too small. I get tired here, and then I go to sleep.
And that's why they usually told the story?
Yeah.
Like, the meaning of the river, I've heard, like, if you enjoy the river too much or something, and you're not thinking about what you're doing, the river will take you or something? I've heard that one.
And no, I don't know much of anything. It's too bad. I don't know much.
I think it was kind of too late to gather. Some people told me that we talked to.
But I believe Stanley knows more than I, and his sister Mary. They're really storytellers.
Your birthday?
August 1st, 1907.
Where were you born?
Here.
You grew up here?
Yeah.
You went to school here?
I went to school and I just got only grade 4 and apparently I was taken us out to the woods, trapped me. Mm-hmm. Crazy and mad. Didn't go to school.
Where did you go trapping?
Up our trapping line up the valley.
Do you remember what the school was like?
A school over here? A small school with a lot of boys in there, girls. Long time. I forget everything what I do.
Did you ever attend church when you were young?
Yeah, we always go to the church, Elsie and I. We're the same, Elsie and I, when we was growing. Mm-hmm. It's like this till now. Mm-hmm. Percy and Pete and Elsie's sisters.
What did you do for entertainment, like games or sports?
I didn't play ball when I was young. Just having a playing outside, everything.
Did you attend feasts when you were young?
No. Mum don't want me to go on a feast. Not like nowadays, you see kids running around in a feast. Mm-hmm. Not in the olden days. That's why we friend Elsie and I, Pete and Percy and all. We stay in at the house when the people's going to the feast. Sometimes we stay in our mum's house, sometimes Elsie.
Did you ever go hiking, blueberries?
Yeah, I always go to Granny picking blueberries, strawberries sometimes.
Up here?
Yeah, up the valley. Mm-hmm. We're going up to staying up there fishing with Granny, trying some fish. And we came there and we come on this side picking berries, packing the can.
And fishing, you also went fishing?
Yeah, fishing. Dried fish. Dried some fish, Granny and Grandpa and Mummy.
Did you ever work in a cannery?
Yes, I worked after I got married. Mm-hmm. We worked until 1968 and we finished. Uh-huh. Long time, eh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All my life working in a cannery. Can fish.
Did you ever have any problems with the white people?
No, I guess not. No.
Do you have any stories your ancestors told?
Stories?
Do you have any pictures of the old buildings that were here?
Lots of pictures, I don't know. Lots. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got lots before Moses' dad's house went down there, by the point down there. Mm-hmm. That's why we bought this little house about 1943, mm-hmm. since the house went down.
Did you hear of people going to boarding school here?
No.
Do you have any stories of how the logging was in this area?
Logging?
In this area?
Yeah, you mean cutting, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I helped my husband for making poles.
Oh.
That's what we do when after we get married.
Oh.
Pay poles.
Mm.
Yeah, we always go there every fall.
Mm-hmm.
All winter we come home before spring.
Where did you go?
Way up the valley.
Oh.
Yeah, this road went up this way. Maybe you see it when you go. Did you go up the valley yet?
Not all the way.
Oh. Not too far from yet.
Oh, yeah.
Where we stay. Where we cut in poles.
What about the mining?
No.
Is an axe maybe. Oh, with him, don't allow Lily. Oh, yes, Lily. Lily asked anything about her. That's why you want to know for it, she said. Them Aldous and them Dylan want to make it good. Seriously, it hurt. Take it. She would tape what she has to say. She knows, I guess.
Okay, when were you born?
Kiss by axe.
Mm-hmm.
With the saddle looks and
20.
Good.
That's March 1900.
March 20th, 1900. Me, 1919. Oh, okay.
1900.
Okay.
And where did you grow up?
Did
you go to school here?
No.
Did you attend church when you were young? Did you ever work in a cannery?
Yeah. I was working in cannery. Started about 12 years old. I started working on a cannery until I retired.
Mm-hmm.
Never missed a year. And the Belmore cannery will be started when it gets small. It'll be 12 years old.
Did you ever have any problems with the white people there? Did you ever go on hikes for blueberries?
Oh, sometimes I'll do that. Stay with my mother. Mm-hmm. Go with mother, my mother.
Where did you pick?
Somewhere all over the place.
What did you do for entertainment, like sports or games?
Entertainment again, yeah, I didn't sign it.
Did you, what kind of games or sports did you play?
No, I'm not playing with this game, with the sports. Mm-hmm. No, I never do that. I never do that. Mm-hmm. We're just a dancing, that's all. Play with somebody, play music and go to the dance hall. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's all I do. I never play the ball. No, play anything.
Do you know how Kasan was established?
Yeah. It's all can do what they do for Kasan now. Mm-hmm. When they get old.
When it was established, I don't know. Or Gurcha Dam was the Kasan.
Thank you.
I don't think so.
I forget it.
Okay.
I forgot that what you maybe say. Maybe Elsie, she knows.
Were you involved in any trapping?
Yeah. All the school, my dad was a trapping on the fish cabin.
First cabin?
Yeah, the fish cabin. Mm-hmm. She got the camp on the fish cabin. My dad and my mother and your grandfather's mother, your grandfather too, all were staying in the same like that for those 7 miles, the Indian Reserve way up the fish cabin.
You used to stay up there?
Yeah, we always stay there. Winter and she get 2 houses, 1 smokehouse and 1 big log house, and mama staying up there, and your grandfather's mother staying there, and his uncle John Brown, and the whole family's up there. For your dad up there, Henry Brown's up there before. Lots of families up there. And see, after he died, there's people, that old people, and they never go anymore up there. It's just you, dad, and the other ladies to get married for first marriage, and she was staying up there. You, dad, oh no, your grandfather, that I mean. Walter Scott, that's what my dad's relation for Walter Scott.
Oh.
That's why I stayed together up there.
Oh.
After so many years, when he get staying with the other, I get married for Dorothy's mother, and she quit staying up there. That's my dad's up there.
What's your dad's name?
It's Jack Brown, I guess. But not my dad, his grandfather, that's what mom said before. And I didn't know that when you adopt me, almost do it. You see, you what you do is no. What is it? No adopting, alone time. We just help them is relating to look after those kids when they get born. That's why it's do it. My father's before. And in every school, before Christmas, and she came down here about December, and after that, in February, she went out, she wouldn't move up there again.
Aww.
She was staying up there the winter and summer. When you go to down the coast, and she came down and she went down the coast, working down there. After that, and she might get man for Dorothy's dad.
Uh-huh.
And after that, and she died, and she get married again with James Morrison. That's what Freddie's dad. And after that, and she get married again when James died. And she stay on Two Star.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's Billy's dad. Uh-huh. Billy and Violet's only two kids, then. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
She passed away again, and she, we do now, still we do. That's all I wanted. I know that.
Did you attend feasts when you were young?
Huh?
Did you attend feasts when you were young?
No.
Mm-hmm. They didn't allow?
No. And see, nobody helped me when James died, and I look after 8 children. And see, nobody know, no. I'll ask the office, and she give me. She says she's going to give that Mr. Moore teachers by Dorothy's, you know. The teachers over here, and she wants to give me $5 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I told my and told Dorothy, no use for $5. And just never take that.
Aww.
No. Department, she never helped me. You tell the sick to get the check for. Check for now. I got a check for pension,
Oh.
That's what I get the money for those. Government. I never get any when I used to get hard time. We passed for me and be okay. She get me happy now. Will be all my sons are still alive. I think it's all I can say that.
Do you have any stories?
No, I didn't know the story, what they're going to do.
What about the hospital? Did they have hospital here?
Yeah, so sometimes we get the hospital for stay in the hospital will be operation long time ago before you. I don't know so many kids. Still, James is still alive. After Dorothy starts die, then I'll stay in James and get a big operation. And about two years since he got the operation, my back too. And the doctor said now, he says he get to operate, what is it? I forgot to say it. That's why I'm in and out in the hospital inside 3 years.
Aww.
But this year is a little better. Operators. She can't do anything and nobody helped me. It's just my girls, just Myla, she always keep me down there, you know. Always staying down there. So she can't cut the bread easy. Easy to cut the bread. She can't take those knife. She can't cut the bread and can't do anything. I can't wash the dish. Which is all I got to feed my son. With that, about that. This fault, and she say, get a little bit of my hand. Do anything this fall, this summer. Do anything, everything we do it in this summer. It's a little better now, but I can to wash the thing and I can wash my clothes. I didn't have the washing machine. I'm scared to use that buttons, those washer. You know how to use that, you know that old fashioned engine washer that we get lodged down the old house.
Do you have any pictures of the old buildings here?
Old buildings down there?
Yeah, do you have any pictures?
Yeah, I got the picture, maybe down the pilots we get it.
When you were young, did you see a hospital then?
No.
No.
I do. No, I'm not the under hospital. Oh,
they didn't have one here?
No.
Thank you.